We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, is there anyone ready for a victorious week in Jesus today here in Brevard County? This is Bob Arthurs. You are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We want to thank you for everyone who participated in the offering project last week here for the radio station, and praise God for Christian radio. And I'm sure that if you missed your opportunity last week, they would probably still be available to take a faith promise from you if you wanted to bless the radio station with a one-time offering or a weekly or monthly gift. However you'd like to do that, you can contact the radio station right here in Cocoa, Florida. So thank God for Christian radio, and I just want to say thank you to those who do listen and give us the encouragement. Whenever I come into the radio station, Paul, the radio station manager, he gives us an update and said, you know, hey, somebody just called and said that, you know, you're one of their favorite programs and stuff like that. So we are thankful for those who listen and make it possible for the Word of God to go out across the airwaves. So these next few messages that I'm going to be sharing with you are very, very important. And I want you to pay close attention, because the atmosphere in which we are living is changing. And I'm kind of reminded, this will be primarily for the one tomorrow, but I'll wait and share that story tomorrow. But today I want to go back to the concept that we were dealing with on last Friday's broadcast. We want to go back and revisit Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And so let's go ahead and start out there. We do want to ask you, our challenge to our congregation this week is, again, to spend time with somebody, to be friendly with someone. And our goal this week is we are praying for somebody that God would enable us to invite to the house of God. If you are here and you've been praying with us, we've been praying for almost the month of October that this would be a month of harvest. And so if you would be joining us, we've prayed for to God to reveal an act of kindness, for God to make an opportunity for you to build your relationship, to fellowship with them. And now this week, we are asking if God would make a way for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. With that being said, I will make a resource available to you. If you do not know some basic scriptures that you could use to lead someone to Jesus Christ, if you would contact us at the church, we've made little cards. They have scripture references on them. We made them in such a size that you could actually fold it up and a man could put it in his wallet. I know, because I've done it. It would fit, you know, fold it up into you'd be able to carry it around in a lady's purse and stuff like that. So if you are interested in having that resource, if you would contact us at Merit Assembly of God, we would be more than happy to send one of those to you. I believe that every Christian should be ready to give an account for those things which he believes, that every one of us God wants to equip to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God was never meant to be static. It was never meant to be status quo. It was meant to be of the increase of his government and of his peace. There would be no end. And so if you would like to be a part of that, if you have never led someone to Jesus, if you feel ill-equipped to be able to lead someone to Jesus, we have a resource that we would love to put into your hands. You can reach us at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. That's Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North or N period Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. You could call us at 321-454-4263. Leave us a message on the answering machine, and we will get that resource out to you as soon as we can. You could also reach us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. Any one of those ways, and this would be absolutely free of charge. We would love to be able to put that in your hands, because we believe that there are multitudes in the valley of decision. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 today. We do want to say thank you to our sponsors, the people who help us to bring this radio broadcast. We have three businesses that are very appreciative of the radio ministry and want to help continue this broadcast. And if you have interest in contacting any of these three, just call us at 454-4263, and we will get you their name and number. Our longest sponsor is Bill Andriak with Creative AC Solutions, they've helped us out a number of years at the church. And you could call us 454-4263. We would get that number to you. Also, we have Jits Concrete, J-I-T-S Concrete, right here in Cocoa, Florida. I am very appreciative of the cooler weather. I have told Greg's dad, Brother Anderson, for years, man, I just have so much respect for you, because they work out there in the brutal heat and just keep right on plugging away. But if you're interested, if you've got some concrete work that you need done, call us at 454-4263, and we can get the number for Jits Concrete for you. They've been here in Brevard County for a long, long time. They will do a wonderful job for you, because they've done a wonderful job for us. And our newest sponsor at the church is Wyrick Air, and they have also done work for us at the church on multiple occasions and fixed us up in a wonderful manner each and every time. And so if you are in need of electrical or AC work, call and we'll put you in contact with them as well. We also have several individuals that believe that this radio ministry has benefit to the community, and so we are thankful for each and every one of the saints. If you would like to be a partner with us, we would love to hear from you. We always appreciate the encouragement. People tell me they start listening to us as they're on their way to work, and then by the time they're getting there, we're just saying the closing prayer. So thank you all for the words of encouragement. Ephesians chapter 4, we have been talking about building one another up with our mouth, and so let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, and it says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." And so I know we dealt mainly with this passage last week. I just wanted to revisit it, and then we're going to go on and touch on a powerful passage in the Old Testament. But you and I, we need to realize that we have a contribution to make to the body of Christ. There is no such thing as a non-essential part in the body of Christ. There are no innocent, non-participatory bystanders. There are no spectators in the body of Christ. And so I want to speak the truth to you in love today, because that is what this passage tells us to do, that we are to speak the truth in love with the intent and the purpose that everybody grows up in all things into him who is the head, who is Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. If you want to be a blessing to your pastor this week, I want to challenge you to do something, and that is go up to him, go up to whoever the contact person is, and say, "Pastor, I want to be involved in the ministry. I want to be active in ministering inside and outside the four walls of the church. Is there anything that I can do? Do you have a need in the church right now that I could be of benefit to?" And if there's not anything inside the church, you could always just go to somebody and say, "Okay, God, I need you to prepare my heart. I need you to remove anything from my life that is not pleasing in your sight, because I want to, when I go out to speak the good news of Jesus Christ, I want to be able to speak the truth in love. So I want to make sure that there's not a problem with the transmission of the message. I want to make sure that the transmission goes out there and that the reception is okay. Do you know that right now through your house, that there are signals going through for thousands of radio stations? Well, maybe not thousands, but for dozens of radio stations. If you've got a smartphone, it can be thousands, believe me. And there are literally dozens of television signals moving through your house right now. And there's not a problem with the reception or with the transmission. A lot of times it is because of the reception. There is a problem with the receiver. I have a radio in my van, and I tell a story because it's really true, that it's kind of like a mystery radio. On the AM dial, it works fine, but on the FM dial, there are some times that it won't be working at all, and then all of a sudden it'll start working, but it might not be on the radio station that it was on before. It just kind of does its own thing from time to time. And it's not that there's a problem with the transmission of the radio signal. There's a problem with the radio. First of all, it's a 1992 van. Anytime that you think that ministers are just in it for the money, you just call me and I will help to address that situation in your life. I will tell you where we've come from. I've been involved in ministry when there was no compensation at all. I've been in ministry when I had a family of five where it was $50 a week, or a family of four at that time. I've been in ministry when I was single and I brought home $84 a week. I've had a family of three that God provided for on $125 a week. And so I just encourage you, we're not in this to get rich. We are here to build the kingdom of God. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we have the ability to speak the truth in love. We don't want to be proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ with the wrong attitude. We don't want our transmission to be deceptive now, or to be defective. Now, there is a television station. I do not have satellite. I do not have cable. I don't have pay TV of any sort, so I have over the air that comes in. And I can tell you that occasionally when a storm comes up, that there's one station that I won't be able to get because the signal gets distorted because of the storms. And so if you right now have a storm going on in your life and it's causing the transmission of the good news of Jesus Christ to be garbled, I want to encourage you to pray and ask God to clear up things, because we want our transmission of the good news of Jesus Christ to be able to be received in the manner in which God wants it communicated. I want to take you to Job chapter 16 today, Job the 16th chapter. Job is a real interesting book. God actually starts off that book by bragging on Job because of how righteous he is, and I would love to have that testimony as well. I want God bragging on me. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to be happening. And so then all of a sudden there's these tremendous things that take place. There's loss of finances, loss of property, loss of his family, and then eventually loss of his health. And as a result of that, there are people that come to him and with the intent of comforting him. They come with the intent on comforting, and they just sit there for a period of days, and they don't say anything. And then all of a sudden, Job begins to cry out, and then they begin to try and rebuke him and to correct him in the midst of his agony. You know, folks, we really need to be sensitive to the timing of what God wants us to do. Sometimes if you do the right thing at the wrong time, you are not going to get the results that you would like to receive. Now, so Job in chapter 16, verse number 1, I want to read 5 verses to you. And Job addresses the fault or the error that his comforters have in his life. Then Job answered and said, "I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall words of wind have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do if your soul were in my soul's place. I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But," there's a powerful word right there, "I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief." And so Job right there begins to tell the people who've come to comfort him that the method that they are employing is not the method that he would use. And at the end, God tells the comforters they need Job to pray for him, to pray for them, that there's a problem with them. They came to bring correction to him instead of comfort. I encourage you to do this. If you know someone that is going through a serious trial, go to them and be a comfort to them. Don't go there. I've heard a lot of times through the years that people would come to people who are sick and they would say, "Oh, well, there must be a problem with your faith, because if you had faith to be healed, you would be healed." And I guess it's partly the smart aleck in me, but I tell those same people, I said, "Well, if anybody ever tells you that, tell them, have you ever read the story about the men who had the paralyzed friend, and Jesus came to town, and these people tried to get their paralyzed friend to Jesus, and they couldn't get him inside the house, so they went up on the roof, they tore open the roof, they lowered the man down into the presence of Jesus, and the scripture says that when Jesus saw their faith, that he healed their friend. And so it may not be a problem with my faith if I'm not healed. It may be a problem with somebody else's faith." And so rather than assessing blame for lack of faith, why don't we just go and be there to be a comfort? We can always address the theological issues. We can always address the shortcomings in our walk with Jesus at a later time. Let's instead look and be a comfort and a strength and a support to one another when we are going through a crisis. If right now you are going through a trial, we would love to stand in faith with you to believe. We believe that God is a conquering king, a victorious king, that he wants good for his people, that he wants you and I to walk in health and soundness of body, soundness of mind. And we would love to stand in faith with you. A little over a week ago, we had someone that came to church. They put a prayer request with the offering. And what happens is the ushers, they bring me all of the prayer request cards that are turned in. And we pray for them. And I just looked at the cards real quick. Well, I looked at the card, and I didn't read it exactly the way that it was written. I thought it was a prayer of one variety, and it was a prayer for a different variety. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pray that God blesses that man and that woman with the desire that they had in their heart. Let me get back to Job, because we're not here to lay blame. Whose fault is it? My fault, your fault, anybody's fault. Instead, we are here, and Job says, instead of speaking as you do, instead of heaping up words against you, if you were in my place, this is what I would have done. I would strengthen you with my mouth. I encourage you to find people in your life that will strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. If I can be of support to you in that role, that is what I want to do. Strength is extremely refreshing. I don't know about you, but when I go to the gym and all of a sudden I am able to accomplish something that I wasn't able to accomplish before, that is extremely encouraging to me. I just feel like I just won a gold medal or something like that. And then I look over and see people who are younger than I am, and they've already blown that in the past. But you know what? I've accomplished some things that they haven't accomplished before. Last week, I guess it was a little over a week ago, about a week and a half ago, I was faced with a challenge, something I had never done before. It wasn't anything monumental, but I said, you know what? I've got nothing to lose. If I am unable to fix this, I've got to buy a new one anyway. But if I try this, I may be able to repair this. And if I do, then I'm well ahead of the situation. And I was able to accomplish something that I had never done before. In fact, I'd been told before that it was a hopeless repair. That was years ago, and maybe it was then, but it's not now. And so I want to encourage you today that you are called by God to use your mouth not to tear people down, but to build people up. I'm of such a mindset right now. We're going to talk about this more in the days ahead, but I am of a mindset that we can no longer just get by on playing church. I believe that God wants to raise us up as men and women of character, valiant men and women of virtue and valor, that we would be able to stand in these days of adversity, be able to stand, and that we would be able to strengthen other people in love. And so it goes on, and Job says here in verse number 5, it says, the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief. I want to tell you this, and that is, most people already know the spiritual platitudes. What I mean by that, they know the spiritual cliches, the trite little sayings, the things, you know, well, God will make a way, and, you know, all of those little cute little sayings that are summed up into nice little statements. God hasn't given you a relationship with people to just repeat to them things they already know. If you are a person in crisis, you don't want, I'm just going to speak from personal experience. When I've been going through something, now remember, I've been in the ministry for 30 plus years. That doesn't mean that I've not gone through some stuff. I have gone through some stuff. And whenever I'm on a phone call and somebody just resorts to giving me spiritual platitudes or spiritual cliches, I just take the phone. I'm just going to confess to you right now. I just take the phone and I pull it away from my ear, and I just let them talk into the air. Because that's not what I need. You know what I need? I need somebody at that point in time that says, you know what? I may not understand everything you're going through, but I'm going to be here with you. I am going to stick with you. I'm not going to be here to ascertain blame. I am going to be here to comfort you. I'm going to be here to strengthen you. And we are going to get through this season together. That's what I'm looking for. And you know, I don't know if that's what you're looking for or not, but that's me. I don't want the shallow little statements of theological, probably not even all that true, but I want somebody that says, because we are in covenant with one another, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be here with you, and we are going to see God transform this circumstance, and he is going to get the glory. Can you imagine? These people are there beating up on God's servant whom he was bragging about. I am of the mindset, I tell people, if you want to see my demeanor change, you just have to do one of a few things. One is if you attack my wife, you're going to see my demeanor change. If you attack my kids, you're going to see my demeanor change. If you attack the church, you're going to see my demeanor change. And I wish that we had that mindset that said, you know what? If one member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. And so we need to rally to that person to strengthen them and say, hey, you are not in this alone. The scripture says a threefold cord is not easily broken. So I tell you what we've done at Merit Assembly of God before, because we know what it's like to be a church and not be able to do repairs. But there have been times when I have written to churches and said, hey, I was driving down the road and I saw that your facilities were needing some attention. Now, remember, we're a church of 40 to 60 people. And I said, is there anything that we can do to bless you? And I want you to know it's not always a small church. We actually took part in a work day. We took the men from our church and went to a work day where we were a blessing to a church that runs a couple of thousand people. They were having a work day and they needed workers. And so we actually took our men, and I was like, wow, I was, when we left, we thought small struggling church. It was anything but a small struggling church. It's a mega church. Use the words of your mouth to bring strength and comfort to one another. And if we can be of any blessing to you, contact us at the church and we would love to stand with you and see God prove to you once again that he is the God of all comfort. Father, I just come and pray right now for those who are listening to this broadcast. God, I pray that as we are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others in this community this week, I pray, God, that you would equip us with the words of truth, but Lord, also with the right heart, that we would be able to speak the truth in love. God, I pray that there would not be any attacking of the body of Christ, but Lord, instead, that we would find ourselves being used of you to bring strength and comfort to those in need. Lord, if there's somebody today that's going through a physical attack, I pray for them right now that you would meet their needs, that you would heal their bodies, that you would raise them up. Father, if there's relationships that are under attack, I pray that you would equip the church of Jesus Christ with the ability to comfort and strengthen and impart wisdom that is going to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m.
And the time now is 8:59. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. I'm Paul Esposito, station manager. Thank you for making us part of your day here today. Coming up on 9 o'clock, getting ready for Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers. I just want to let everyone know our fundraiser continues today. Now, we're almost done, friends. We're at $24,710. That's where we stand. We have a remaining balance now of only $5,290. I'm here with you. Well, I'm always here, but I'm here taking your phone calls today, 632-1000. If you have yet to call WMIE to make a pledge for our fall fundraiser, Would you consider doing that now? Would you help us raise up